wouldn't be quite the same as a lawn, but you wouldn't have the animals there. You ever call that a barnyard?
Barnyard.
There'd be there, then there would be grass in a barnyard. You might park a tractor there or something,
yeah.
But there'd be some sort of grass or at least weeds growing. It wouldn't be trampled down. I had a man in Carroll County tell me to park my, not to park my car in the house lot. And what he meant by house lot was barnyard. I had an awful time figuring out where to park my car. Now, you put the cows and sheep out in the
pasture.
And the kind of fence that you might have around a city lot would be white thing, white boards up and down.
Picket.
You'd never call it a slat fence. Or
no, I'd never heard of
paling fence. Not paling fence. Another kind of fence that might more likely to have on a farm with little stickers in it.
Barbed wire.
And do you ever have any kinds of rail fences on farms around here?
Well, you don't see very many of them. Maybe once in a while you'd see a rail fence, but not much of it.
You'd call it a rail fence if you saw one. You wouldn't call it a worm fence or something like that. Snake fence. It would be a rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a fence, every so often you've got to have something going down in the ground. You call that a
post.
And so you might say with a fence, you might have 100
posts.
And did they make any fences out of stones or rocks around here?
Well,
pile them up, you
there
know?
There is some, yes.
What do you call them?
Stone fence.
And, you ever, well, when you're entertaining guests at a meal, the wife likes to get out her very best dishes, which you might call her very good Haviland
china.
You ever have a term for, you take the hen is on the nest and you take her egg away from her and you put something else, or you want her to get on the nest, use a fuller. Some
china egg?
Yeah.
We use a lot of them.
They ever make them out of porcelain or anything else, or was it china? Or what did you? China egg? What you use?
China egg is.
And if you want to carry some water from one place to another place, you probably carry it in a metal
bucket.
And if you want to carry some water from one place to another and you had a wooden one, you call it a
wooden bucket.
Be the same. Wooden. I suppose you go to 5 and 10 and buy a plastic one. You buy a plastic bucket. Plastic bucket.
Plastic pail, I guess. I don't know. It'd be about all the same, I guess. But it'd probably be a pail then, I don't know.
So you put your garbage out back in a garbage
container?
Or you ever just call it a garbage can?
A garbage can.
But you wouldn't call it a garbage pail,
probably. No.
They used to, call slop the hog. They slop the hogs around here, or slop the pigs.
Yeah.
They used a swill
pail.